its militants suspected of planning attacks from inside. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, September 25th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. A Solemn Melody on a Solemn Day by Tommaso Albinoni, the famous adagio in G minor. We listen to the Lucerne Festival strings, conducted by Rudolf Baumgartner. The organ was played by Edward Kaufman, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on through the afternoon hours. This hour will bring us some music from a brand new recording of piano music by American composer Alan Avanas. Pianist Haskell Small will join us later for some music written in 1979, something for you called the Blue Job Mountain Sonata, plus the Bournemouth Sinfonietta with Elgar's Bavarian Dances. Of course, we are in the middle of our fall fanfare. KPR still needs your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 888-577-5268. We'll take your pledge anytime. We will take this afternoon, however, just to focus on the music. We'll put the fall fanfare in a bit of a brief abeyance as we enjoy classical music, such as the Philharmonia Orchestra and violinist Paul Peabody, conducted by Richard Capp. They're together with us next for music by Bach. Here's the second violin sonata in E on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Violin Concerto No. 2 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Richard Capp conducted Philharmonia Virtuosi with the help of violinist Paul Peabody today on KPR. The time is 12:33. The Bournemouth Sinfonietta has a performance for us before the hour is through. In a little over 10 minutes, we'll hear three Bavarian dances by Sir Edward Elgar. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. A gorgeous day on this Wednesday afternoon, a high of 81 degrees, on our way to a high of 88 with sunny skies and clear this evening with a low of 62. And it should be much the same for tomorrow, sunny with temperatures in the mid-80s. What we have next for you is one of the new recordings, the new acquisitions for the KPR Music Library. A recording of piano music by the Armenian-American composer Alan Havanas. And this one draws on his great love of mountain landscapes as inspiration for his music. All of these piano works are part of a recording called Mountain Fantasies for Piano, and this one, written in 1979, takes a look at the Blue Job Mountains of New Hampshire, the Blue Job Mountain Sonata, played by pianist Haskell Small, next on KPR. Inspired by the New Hampshire landscape, the Blue Job Mountain Sonata for Piano, written in 1979 by Alan Havanas, played this afternoon by pianist Haskell Small from the brand-new album Mountain Fantasies for Piano, sonatas by Alan Havanas, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:46 is the time, and there'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour with more classical music until 3. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, a local volunteer-based nonprofit dedicated to supporting affordable in-home aging for adults, helping neighbors live independently for as long as possible. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org. We're joined next by the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, conducted by Norman Del Mar, and the music is that of Sir Edward Elgar, something that he wrote around the year of 1897, an orchestral arrangement of three of six songs that were written by his wife Alice after a trip that they enjoyed in Upper Bavaria. Three Bavarian Dances on Kansas Public Radio. Three Bavarian Dances by Sir Edward Elgar, composed in the late 19th century and performed today by the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, conducted by Norman Delmar. After the news from NPR, one of the great piano trios of Dvorak, still to come.
Morning Edition from NPR.
Your Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Quarter percentage point. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Amber Waves. Variations on America the Beautiful by Morten Gould. We heard the Ukrainian National Symphony, conducted by Theodore Kushar, on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music for your Wednesday afternoon continues. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being on hand. The BBC Philharmonic Orchestra joins us later. We'll hear a suite from an Italian opera by Ermanno Bulferrari from Jewels of the Madonna, all in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from First Presbyterian Church in Lawrence, working to provide a welcoming and safe environment for everyone. Information on ministries and opportunities at firstpreslawrence.org. We continue with a substantial bit of Antonín Dvořák's chamber music and some music that was written around the year of 1876. At that time, Dvořák was in his mid-30s, and although he would be an internationally successful composer in the late 19th century by this time, he was still just a virtually unknown provincial Czech composer. Until, that is, he came to the attention of Johannes Brahms, who in 1876 sat on a commission in Vienna that granted funds to struggling artists, and Dvořák's music quite caught Brahms's attention. And it was this music to do so, Piano Trio No. 2 in G minor, as we'll hear played by the members of Trio Fontenay, here on Kansas Public Radio. Music composed by Antonín Dvořák in 1876, music that had helped catapult him to international fame, after being especially recognized by Johannes Brahms. Piano Trio No. 2 in G minor, performed by Trio Fontenay, here on KPR, where the time is 1:41. And in about 20 minutes, news from NPR at the top of the hour, with classical music continuing until 3. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and we're always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Of course, the music picks back up again with Destiny, who's your host tonight beginning at 7. Remembering 9/11 tonight with Destiny, with some poignant music marking this day in history, as well as uplifting music about America. That and more with your host Destiny, with you tonight from 7 to 9 for more classical music here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. We have next the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra for a suite from an Italian opera, one that premiered in the year of 1911, which was the story about a group of people in Naples and the dangers inherent with stealing the sacred jewels bestowed upon a statue of the Sacred Virgin. the suite from Jewels of the Madonna by Ermanno Wolferrari with the BBC Philharmonic on KPR. Suite from the 1911 opera Jewels of the Madonna by Italian composer Ermanno Wolferrari, performed by the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 2 o'clock and about time for NPR News. More classics in the next hour, such as The American Rhapsody by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi and the strident Sinfonietta by Lajos Janáček. Much more still to come in our afternoon of classical music. Thanks for being with us. Temperatures in the mid-80s here at the KU campus. Sunny skies clear for this evening with a low of 62. For tomorrow, it should be mostly sunny with a high of 86, a low of 64 tomorrow night. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Step.
All things considered from NPR today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series discussing misinformation and disinformation in the media, tomorrow in the library auditorium. Details at lplks.org.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their travel card Venture. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Dance of the Tumblers from the Snow Maiden Suite by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, getting things started in our 2 o'clock hour of classical music. It's good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. The Lafayette String Quartet have a beautiful poem for string quartet from British composer Rebecca Clark later. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra will bring us some music that Lajos Janáček wrote for military band back in the 40s. His famous and wonderfully strident Sinfonietta still to come. Conductor John Ferrer takes up the English Sinfonia for what we have for you next. Music by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi and something he wrote in 1954. These were the composer's final years, which he spent teaching here in the United States over at Florida State University. And the music itself is comprised of American folk works on top of Old Smoky, Poor Wayfaring Stranger, and other hymns and spirituals. It's his American Rhapsody for you next on Kansas Public Radio. The American Rhapsody by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi, performed by the English Sinfonia, conducted by John Ferrer, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is about 2:24. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, who we'll hear in just a little under 10 minutes' time, with the Sinfonietta by Lajos Janáček, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, featuring KU students in musicals, comedy, contemporary drama, and dance, staged at Murphy Hall. Season lineup and tickets at kutheater.com. And Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City Jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. We'll spend a little time with the players of the Lafayette String Quartet to hear some music by a British composer, one born in the late 19th century, Rebecca Clark, who was a viola player and one of the first female professional orchestra players in London. She lived mainly in the United States, having settled there after World War II, and was a student of the Royal College of Music and Royal Academy of Music in London. We'll hear a poem she composed for string quartet next on Kansas Public Radio. The poem for string quartet by the British violist and composer Rebecca Clark, performed by the Lafayette String Quartet, today on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 2:34, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Afterwards, from 7 to 9, Destiny has more classical music for you this evening, remembering 9/11 in tonight's evening classical program. She'll feature poignant music marking this day in history, as well as uplifting music about America. That'll be with Destiny, your host tonight, from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Tonight we should have mostly clear skies, a low of 62 degrees, a sunny day for us tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low of around 60. What we have for you next is music that has always proved uplifting since it was first composed in 1926 by composer Leos Janacek, and this was his famous Sinfonietta, which was sometimes referred to as the military Sinfonietta for its martial themes. It was, in the words of the composer, intended to express contemporary free man, his spiritual beauty and joy, his strength, courage, and determination to fight for victory. The Sinfonietta by Janacek is here played by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Claudio Abbado, here on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1926, the Sinfonietta by Leos Janacek, as played by the Berlin Philharmonic, conducted by Claudio Abbado, on Kansas Public Radio, where we've just about reached 3 o'clock and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jeff Watson. I want to thank you for listening, even though we weren't expressly asking this afternoon. I know that some of you made your pledge of support for classical music from noon to 3. I thank each and every one of you who did so. Keep it tuned for All Things Considered from NPR News just ahead, and then later tonight, Destiny has more music for you from 7 to 9. You're listening to KPR. Morning Edition is weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 3 o'clock.